Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Sending in federal officers?
Well, I'm going to do something that I can tell you.
No welcome mat in Chicago.
I have great concerns about that.
Virus swarms in the South.
Every day there's a need for more patients who need beds.
Suspect ID'd in shooting at judge's home.
An attorney with a case before Judge Salas.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, is a showdown looming in many of this country's major cities. There are indications federal officers will be sent to more places. They've already been deployed in Portland, Oregon, where last night tear gas was used on protesters. CBS's Carter Evans has the latest.
As the crowd rushed toward the courthouse here in Portland, officers responded with tear gas again. DHS Acting Secretary Ken Cuccinelli is defending the actions of federal officers.
We're accomplishing our mission, which is to protect the federal facilities and the people in them and using them.
Sharon Myron, who is also a county commissioner in Oregon, says she was tear gassed while attending the protest after a shift in the ER.
I think the tear gas is doing exactly the opposite of what they would like to accomplish.
So it didn't deter you?
Didn't deter me. It made me... in fact, want to go back.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington. The president says the officials charged with keeping streets safe are too afraid to do it.
The governor and the mayor and the senators out there, they're afraid of these people.
Not waiting for requests for assistance, the administration is sending dozens of federal agents to Chicago. Mr. Trump says he won't back down.
These are people that hate our country. And we're not going to let it go forward.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the White House approach is all wrong.
He could empower the ATF to actually do what they're supposed to do, which is go after illegal gun sales, go after federally licensed gun dealers that aren't doing their job.
Later today, President Trump will hold his first coronavirus briefing in 3 months.
It's a great way to get information out to the public as to where we are with the vaccines, with the therapeutics.
It comes as the pandemic rages in this country and Republican lawmakers work on a new virus aid bill. CBS's David Begno is in Florida, a virus hotspot, where teachers are taking legal action to stop school openings.
If you had been infected...
Yet again, Florida's governor was heckled yesterday at a public event. Meanwhile, the Florida Education Association is taking aim at the governor with a lawsuit looking to halt his plan to reopen schools next month. Carla Hernandez-Matz teaches middle school in Miami-Dade County.
It is ludicrous to think that now, when the fire is even hotter, that we would take our children out of these protective bubbles that we've created. You know, we can mitigate learning losses, but the reality is that we cannot mitigate loss of life.
A lot of excitement after British scientists announced early success in trials of an experimental COVID vaccine. So what happens now?
Dr. Peter King, an advisor to the British government, says British regulators are now faced with a difficult dilemma. If they delay approval of the vaccine, millions more may die unnecessarily.
If they say yes, there'll be a queue of 3.5 billion people suddenly form asking for the vaccine. So it's quite a tricky call.
One thing he does know, the virus, he says, is here to stay. All science could do is come up with strategies to contain it or prevent it or defuse its worst effects. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A self-described anti-feminist lawyer found dead in New York is the suspect in the deadly shooting at a federal judge's home in New Jersey. Esther Salas's son was killed and her husband was wounded in the attack. CBS's Laura Podesta says Roy Den Hollander appeared in her courtroom just a few years ago.
While motive is still not known, Den Hollander was previously the attorney in a gender equity case being heard by Salas, in which he challenged the male-only military draft. He also ridiculed Judge Salas in writings posted online, saying she traded on her Hispanic heritage to get ahead. Police say he was found dead in his car, roughly 130 miles from the judge's home.
It was an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The son who died was a 20-year-old college student. The judge's husband is a defense attorney. President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen is suing Attorney General William Barr and the director of the Bureau of Prisons. Cohen, who went back to prison earlier this month after a pandemic furlough, says he's being held behind bars to try to stop him from finishing writing a book that's critical of Mr. Trump. Well, rape is one of the allegations in a sexual misconduct lawsuit against Fox News personalities. CBS's Jim Crisula.
One woman accuses recently fired Fox News host Ed Henry of rape, while a second woman, who often appeared as an on-air contributor, accuses Henry, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Howard Kurtz, and others of sexual harassment. The suit alleges Fox News executives were aware of sexual misconduct accusations against Henry 3 years before firing him. In a statement, Fox News says the allegations are false, frivolous, and meritless.
Last month, a St. Louis couple pointed guns at protesters who were on their way to the mayor's house a few blocks away. Supporters say Mark and Patricia McCloskey were just defending their property. But now the top prosecutor has brought felony charges against them. Unlawful use of a weapon. Their attorney says no crime was committed. The prosecutor says she's pushing for community service, not jail time, if they're convicted. President Trump tweets this morning that kneeling during the national anthem is, quote, a sign of great disrespect for our country and our flag. CBS's Steve Futterman says it was fired off just hours after action on the baseball diamond.
When the national anthem began playing last night in Oakland, four San Francisco Giant players kneeled, and they were joined by their manager, Gabe Kapler. Kapler became the first major league manager to take a knee during the anthem.
I wanted to demonstrate my dissatisfaction with our clear systemic racism in our country.
When the baseball season finally begins on Thursday, many other players are expected to kneel during the anthem.
Reports say the NFL has offered to scrap all preseason games. That's something the players' union wanted, but the league cut the schedule from 4 to 2. The proposal also includes a longer acclimation period for players, and they'll be tested for the coronavirus daily during training camp. The latest in electric cars is packed with power, as we hear from WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
Seven electric motors give Ford's Mustang Mach-E 1400 prototype incredible acceleration. That 1400 stands for 1400 horsepower.
1400 horsepower almost sounds obscene.
That's some of the things you're able to do with electric cars, is you can do some things like that, some obscene horsepower numbers.
Project manager Brian Novak says Ford will be demonstrating the Mach-E 1400 at NASCAR races. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
About 500,000 people have signed an online petition calling for the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, to be renamed for the late congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis. Any final decision would be up to state Republican lawmakers. Even local supporters of Lewis aren't sure it's a good idea for a number of reasons. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.